Composed of the four elements carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, capsaicin is produced by the pepper plant for the purpose of warding off hungry mammals. The molecule binds to and activates a mammalian receptor protein called TRPV1, which in normal circumstances has the job of detecting high temperatures and sending a signal to the brain. It's hot, stay away. This strategy works quite well on all mammalian species, except one. We humans, some of us at least, appear to be alone in our tendency to actually seek out the burn of the hot pepper in our food. Interestingly, birds also have a heat receptor protein which is very similar to the TRPV1 receptor in mammals. But birds are not at all sensitive to capsaicin. There is an evolutionary logic to this. It is to the pepper's advantage to be eaten by a bird rather than a mammal, because a bird can spread the pepper seeds over a much wider area. Massively multiplayer. Online games that have thousands of players playing together are called massively multiplayer online games, or MMOGs. Some, like World of Warcraft, have millions of players. In MMOGs, players make characters called avatars to chat with other players and to play an adventure game. Then one day, as the new sun filled Gami's house, a shadow crossed his window and he looked up to see the perfect crane land on the sill. Gami rushed to the window, and when he reached the crane, he stopped and bowed his head in thanks. "You have returned," Gami said at last. "As I always will," the crane answered. "And I have so much to tell you." The crane described a faraway port where small boats bob on salty green water. "I have spent nights by swiftly running rivers and found harvested winter fields with loose grain to eat. I have come to know many places, father." "That is good," said Gami. "I have come to know many people. Old Miki down the hill lost all his chickens save one. I shed a spell on her so that every egg she lays is twins." Gami smiled with delight, and the crane nodded his head in approval.
We shall no doubt find this book difficult and bewildering. But doubtless, too, we shall find it infinitely worthwhile to wrestle with, until it gives us its blessing and opens its riches to us. In any study of the Revelation, we must begin by remembering the basic fact that although unique in the New Testament, it is nonetheless representative of a kind of literature which was the commonest of all between the Old and New Testaments. The Revelation is commonly called the Apocalypse, being in Greek, apokalypsis. Between the Old and New Testaments, there grew up a great mass of what is called apocalyptic literature, the product of an indestructible Jewish hope.